I wish you did.
We're gonna wait.
Did you slap him on the top?
I'd like to welcome everyone out this morning. This is our June 15th, 2017 regular session. We're going to have an invocation by Commissioner Gentry, and then we'll stand up for our pledges.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for the opportunity that we have to come together and work for our county and our citizens. We ask, Father, that you give us the wisdom and the knowledge to make the correct decisions. We pray, Father, that you would keep your hand upon our county and our nation, Father, and help us to, as individuals, make things better, be part of the solution and not part of the problem. We ask, Father, for your hand of protection and provision over the men and women that serve our country at home and abroad to keep us safe, our emergency workers, our military, our police. And Father, I just ask that you continue to keep your hand on Upshur County, Father, and just bless us and bless those that live here. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
You got the chair?
I got the chair.
Item two is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B, your payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Payroll is approved. Item D, your budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item E, your accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye. I abstain.
Accounts payable are approved.
That's why we didn't get that one. Why we got that one. There you go.
That's the table.
Yeah, payables.
You need to sign the signature pages coming out of it.
Back.
Item F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, certificate of liability, insurance for Material Resources Incorporated, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item three is discuss and take action to accept bid on struck-off property and cause number 15-63TX and cause number 03-37TX.
Good morning, Your Honor, Commissioners. Brandon Nguyen on behalf of the Limebarger Law Firm. As all of you know, Limebarger's represented Upshur County for multiple decades here. Today, we have two properties before the court for consideration. The 2015 cause number has been struck off of the tax rolls for nearly 2 years, since November 2015. It's a lot of lock here in the city of Gilmer. Our bid on it is just slightly over the struck-off amount, so we would recruit the taxes that we took judgment on. The second piece of property is a 2003 lawsuit. That property's been struck off since '09, so it's been off the tax rolls for a long period of time. Likewise, we have a bid for the amount that was taken in judgment. Your legal counsel would be my advice to you to accept the bids today, just so that we disperse money amongst the entities and put this property back in production.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to accept the bids on the property and cause number 15-63TX and cause number 03-37TX. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those bids are accepted.
It's my business, I'll be excused.
Yes, sir. Thank you for being here. Item four is discuss and take action to approve Katie Carlo with Team Sellers Agencies, Liberty National Life Agent, to offer benefits during the county's open enrollment. Commissioner Gentry?
Ms. Carlo came in and left her card and said that they would like to have the opportunity to come in during open enrollment. And as I, at first I understood someone else from the Liberty National already was here, and so I guess I left her a message and said they needed to work out because we didn't want to have competition between different agents for the same company. And so, from my understanding, this is, will be the only person from that company to come in.
Okay.
And so I'd like to make a motion to allow them to come in during open enrollment.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve Katie Carlo with Team Sellers Agency to offer benefits during the county's open enrollment. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is hear from Shelley Smith with CASA regarding child safety fee. Discuss and take action regarding implementation and use of the fee. Shelley?
Good morning. I'm Shelley Smith, Executive Director for East Texas CASA. I've provided each one of you with a folder and information about the child safety fee. What this is the Code of Criminal Procedure and the Texas Administrative Code allows counties the opportunity to add an administrative fee to a license registration within the county for use for child safety programs within that county. There's statutes and standards that go with population and things of that nature, but in this circumstance, you are a municipality in a county under $850,000, and so you would have the option to implement this fee and use it for child safety programs within your county. The county would hold a 10% administrative fee out of that, the funds generated. One of the sheets that you have in front of you is just a breakdown of the projections from 2016 data that I got directly from the license registration website about the possible revenues generated from this fee based on the fact that it can go from 50 cents all the way up to $1.50 on the license registration.
So, If you were listening closely, there's a 10% administrative fee that we would collect and keep ourselves. We currently give $5,000 to the Child Advocacy Center of Wood County. This would help defer part of that cost also. If the court decides to adopt the fee, it doesn't go into effect until January the 1st. And so if you adopt the fee today, then we'll budget for it during our regular budget session, basically.
Well, I had spoken to the sheriff sometime back, Sheriff Webb, and he had mentioned that he would like to use and utilize part of that. And so my feeling is that, you know, we need to, if we do that, if the court chooses to do that or implement the fee, that we would need to see what it was going to be and what it would generate and then how to disperse it to where it would be the maximum benefit to serve.
How do you anticipate the funds, say, at $36,000 to be utilized?
My preference would be that cost that benefits from this. We've served Upshur County since 1992. We've never received county funding as an agency, a nonprofit agency that serves the children of this county. And so as a proposer of the implementation of the fee, I would hope that we would be able to recoup some of our travel costs and that this would benefit East Texas CASA to help us continue to provide services and advocates for the county.
Does the state provide funds for you?
We receive grant funding from the state, yes, sir.
Do you have to apply for those grants or is it automatic?
No, sir. We apply for those grants every year. We are solely grant funded and local funding.
And do those funds meet your current expenses?
They do meet our current expenses, yes, sir. We are in desperate need to grow. At this point in time, there were 75 children removed from Upshur County last year, just removed and placed into foster care. We were able to serve over 50 of those. And it's important to also recognize and point out that for every advocate that serves a child in Upshur County, it saves this county tax dollars. Because our advocates serve as guardian ad litems, and the attorneys don't have to play a dual role. So you're not paying an attorney to be an attorney ad litem and a guardian ad litem. Our advocates are saving those tax dollars. We've grown exponentially in the number of volunteers serving cases in Upshur County over the last 3 years. We went from 12 volunteers to over 24 volunteers that currently serve and work cases in Upshur County.
You all already understand the rising cost in CPS cases. So this defers part of those costs. Shelley, could you just take a minute or 2 minutes and explain what your volunteers do?
Our volunteers come in and they are appointed by the court to represent the children in the foster care system as guardian ad litems. And so it's a situation where our volunteers get to be an independent voice. Alternatively, the court would appoint an attorney ad litem and a guardian ad litem, but our volunteers come in and take that role. They represent those children as guardian ad litem all the way from 12 to 18 months on that case. In tax dollars, that's an exponential amount of money depending on what you pay per hour for an attorney's. If it's 60, because our volunteers can spend over 1,000 hours on a case. Working that case, making recommendations to the court, they appear in court, they make child visits, and they do all the things that an attorney, a guardian ad litem who is an attorney would do and above and beyond that to ensure that the child finds a forever home, they have a safe placement, and that hopefully they don't return to be back in the system.
So in cases where they're involved, we could be spending twice as much on attorneys as we're currently spending. So a guardian ad litem's job is to do what is in the best interest of their client. An attorney ad litem's job is to do what their client wants them to do. So if a child says, I want to be with mama, but that's not in the child's best interest, then that's CASA's job to tell the court that's not the child's best interest.
Well, I wasn't saying cut them out totally. I was just like, if we did the $1.50, do 50 cents to the sheriff for his programs that he wants, because I know you're proposing this, but he spoke to me about that months ago, so I'm just trying to...
And I understand that. I'm not trying to do that either, but I wanted y'all to understand what CASA did, what they do for us. And I think today, if we adopt the fee at all, then we would budget for it during our budgetary process. Commissioner Gross?
We have highlighted here a municipality with a population of less than 850,000 shall use revenue from the fee imposed under the section in accordance with Article 102.014. I know that the municipality, I've looked at this a couple of years ago, and I know that the municipalities have a right to some of that money, correct?
They can have a right to some of that money. It depends on who implements the fee, because a municipality also has the right to implement the fee. But when it references you to the Code of Criminal Procedure, because you're under the census guidelines, basically, then the county can implement the fee and administer it itself. But they can, some of the municipalities
It was my understanding that the county had to give, as according to the census, like Gilmer would get a certain percentage in East Mountain and Big Sandy and Or City and those municipalities.
And it's my understanding from our state agency that is up to the county to distribute that. That according to the Code of Criminal Procedure, the money collected under this article in a Justice County or District Court shall be used to fund school crossing guard programs was the original intent of the code. But if it's not, then the jurisdiction can use those to enhance child safety. And it's specific to counties. There are counties across the state that are implementing that fee. They're using the administrative fee and then dispersing it from there.
How did they massage that to go from a safety program like a school crossing to just anything?
I think it's because most school districts that are under 850,000 population don't have crossing guard programs or paid staff for that. So this allows those jurisdictions to use that fee and collect that money to benefit those programs without that restriction.
And it's not necessarily anything. It's a program designed to enhance child safety, health, or nutrition, including child abuse prevention and intervention and drug and alcohol abuse prevention. So it has to be one of those specific programs.
It can be provided to the Sheriff's Department for school related activities. It is a part of the
safety is what that
right, allowable expenses.
If you were talking about using it for your crossing.
Help me understand what you said about the cities can do this also. So how does the county do it and the city do it too?
The county can defer some of those funds to the cities, and then the cities can then distribute it to whatever child safety programs that they have.
So the total fee decision is on the county, and
correct,
then what we think should be done with those fees.
Yes.
I'd like to do a little checking into that to make sure that we're...
That's just my understanding from other counties that have
implemented. And mine was a little bit opposite of that.
So
it's okay to have differences.
I think it depends on the whether you're looking at the transportation code or the Code of Criminal Procedure. I know that it should be able to be handled the same as the road and bridge funds, which are directly handled through the county. Because it's collected through the tax assessor's office. I went and visited with them to make sure that it's not a fee that's already utilized here in any way. And so it should be able to be used and collected similar to the way that road and bridge is collected as well.
We're struggling with government mandates.
Yeah.
Okay, we're really, really struggling with finding the funds for that, as you are for CASA.
Yes.
I get that. What this amounts to our citizens is another tax, if you will, another And it's a fee, but it's a tax.
Correct.
It's added to the registration of the vehicle, just like the state just added $4.75 this last year on vehicles. And it's just a way to cover up all the fact that at the state level, they're not doing what they need to do to provide you more funds by cutting some of their expenses, as we do in our county, is we try to get as thin as we can get to try to fund some of these mandated deals. And I mean, that's just my opinion. That's another tax.
I pointed out to Commissioner Burke and Judge Fowler, read Section E, and it says shall send remainder of fee to municipality. So it reads like it has to be split.
And that's the way I interpreted it.
I'm not opposed to doing a fee, but I would.
But when you split that up, that's not a lot for the county when you split that up.
And then have to see who goes what, because if it's a shall doesn't give you an option. Right, Judge? May is the option, shall is a do.
Right.
You'd retain $4,000.
The county would retain off the top 10% for their administration. We've got administrative program. So we retain 10% off the top of whatever the fee aggregate is.
And then you take all the other.
And then you take the balance, and then you shall spread it around municipalities, which doesn't leave much for each municipality.
You get Big Sandy, Old City.
Then you deduct from the fee revenue an amount proportional to the percentage of county residents who live in unincorporated areas, and then the balance is attributed to the municipalities.
I think we need to wait and see what we're going to, I mean, do it, but first come back and implement what amount of fee, and then see how things are going to split, because that's going to be a math issue, calculation.
What percentage we are.
So can we bring it back?
I heard you say you wanted more time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think so. I'd like to know what percentage the county has.
Do a little research on it and look at it.
So.
Okay.
And I'd be happy to do more research as well, Judge, and contact some of the other counties that I know, and across the offices that I know are receiving these funds. I know that Athens is receiving these funds directly from their county as a county administrative fee, so not through the municipality. So, and find out how they're processing that and how they've implemented it in their county.
Okay.
Can I ask you something to clear up for me? This $5,000 you said is going to the Wood County Child Advocacy Program. Why there and not here?
Well, Wood serves the Wood County. It actually serves Upshur as well.
Okay. We provide them space.
We
provide them space in the Rock Building.
Correct.
Okay. They're here 2 days a week.
That's fine. I just wanted to see how that was.
They actually serve here as well.
Can you make me privy to what information you find out from those counties?
Yes, sir. I'd be happy to.
Yeah, I'll be
yes,
able to.
And, it's actually two different kinds of programs.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you found the population of all the incorporated areas and the total percentages, it'd be nice to know.
Okay.
If you did it. No, I mean, we'll work on it too if we need to.
Thank you for being here, Shelley.
No problem.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion, second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.